Sarat Padmatsavam Vaktram Vachas Cha Shradvanam Ritam Hridayam Shura Parabham Strinam Ko Veda Chestitam Sarat Padma, I'm sorry, Sarat Padmotsavam Bhak. Sorry, I just realized I'm over 21 and my eyes are getting dim. And it's a small Bhagavatam, the print's quite small, unexpected. Vakri, sorry, I can't even read that part. Somebody do the Sanskrit for me, please. If you would be kind enough, could you? Ladies, please. Sarat, I can just about read this. In autumn, Padma, a lotus flower, Utsavam, blossoming, Vakritaram, face, Vacha, words, Cha, and Shravana, to the ear. Amritam, giving pleasure. Hridayam, heart. Suradhara, the blade of a razor. Abham, like. Srinam, of woman. Kaha, who. Veda, knows. Chestitam, the dealings. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, a woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn. Her words are very sweet, and they give pleasure to the ear. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp, like the blade of a razor. In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman? Srila Prabhupada's purport. Woman is now depicted very well from the materialistic point of view by Kasyapa Muni. Women are generally known as the fair sex, and especially in youth, at the age of 16 or 17, women are very attractive to men. Therefore, a woman's face is compared to a blooming lotus flower in autumn. Just as a lotus is extremely beautiful in autumn, a woman at the threshold of youthful beauty is extremely attractive. In Sanskrit, a woman's voice is called Nari Swara, because women generally sing, and their singing is very attractive at the present moment, Srila Prabhupada says. Cinema artists, especially female singers, are especially welcome. Some of them earn fabulous amounts of money simply by singing. Therefore, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a woman singing is dangerous because it can make a sannyasi fall a victim to the woman. Sannyas means giving up the company of women, but if a sannyasi hears the voice of a woman and sees her beautiful face, he certainly becomes attracted and is sure to fall down. There have been many examples. Even the great sage Vishwamitra fell a victim to Menaka. Therefore, a person desiring to advance in spiritual consciousness must be especially careful not to see a woman's face or hear a woman's voice. To see a woman's face and appreciate its beauty, or to hear a woman's voice and appreciate her singing as very nice, is a subtle fall down for a brahmachari or sannyasi. Lots of things being mentioned here. We will hopefully be able to recap some of them and discuss some. It's tempting to stop and discuss each as we go, but let us continue, see if we can get the full picture, or at least a picture. Thus, the description of a woman's features by Kasyapa Muni is very instructive. When a woman's bodily features are attractive, when her face is beautiful, and when her voice is sweet, she is naturally a trap for a man. The Shastras advise that when such a woman comes to serve a man, she should be considered to be like a dark well covered by grass. In the fields, there are many such wells, and a man who does not know about them drops through the grass and falls down. Poor fellow. Thus, there are many such instructions. Since the attraction of the material world is based on attraction for women, Kasyapa Muni thought, quote, under the circumstances, who can understand the heart of a woman? Chanika Pandit has also advised, Vishvaso naiva kartavya strisu raja kaleshu cha. There are two persons one should not trust. A politician and a woman. These, of course, are authoritative Shastric injunctions, and we should therefore be very careful in our dealings with women. Then Srila Prabhupada shifts tack a little bit at this point. He says, somehow goes on to say, sometimes our Krishna consciousness movement is criticized for mingling men and women. So it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. Yeah? But Krishna consciousness is meant for everyone. Whether one is a man or a woman does not matter. Lord Krishna personally says, Triyo Vaishyas Tata Sudras Tepi Yanti Paramgatim. Whether one is a woman, Shudra or Vaishya, not to speak of being a Brahmana or Kshatriya, everyone is fit to return home back to Godhead if he strictly follows the instructions of the spiritual master and the Shastra. We therefore request all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, both men and women, not to be attracted by the bodily features, but only to be attracted by Krishna. Then everything will be all right. Otherwise, there will be danger. Omagana Timaranda Syaganjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Grave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master is forcing me to open my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances unto his lotus feet. Translation responsively, please. A woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower. Maybe that was too much. A woman's face is attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn. Did you get that picture, gentlemen? Don't think of it too long. Her words are very sweet. And they give pleasure to the ear. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp. Like the blade of a razor. In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman? So, I was thinking a little earlier we could make the whole class about trying to understand whether a woman's heart is as sharp as a razor or whether it's not as sharp as a razor. But I have a sense that we'd be missing some of the very important instructions that we're hearing in this chapter if we simply focus on that point. Srila Prabhupada speaks right at the beginning of the purport where he says, a woman is now depicted very well from the materialistic point of view by Kasyapa Muni. The struggle for survival is the first instinct of all living entities in this world. Men are equipped with stronger bodies, with a certain type of intellect, and often they are depicted to have large clubs, which they take to force their way in life. Men are the stronger of the two genders. And women are equipped with other facilities to survive in this world. The greatest predator for a woman is an uncivilized man. And the greatest predator for a man is an untrained, unchaste woman. So we are advised to approach Shastra, we are advised to approach Guru and the sadhus to understand how to utilize the gifts that we have been given according to our body to survive in this world, and not simply to survive. We sell ourselves very short when we aim for that level of engagement and relationships. Krishna consciousness and Bhakti Yoga is about Priti Lakshana, loving relationships. You can love your god sister, yes? Ladies? No problem with that. Gentlemen, you can love your god brothers. You have to learn to love your god brothers, but don't learn to love your wife or your children, because your wife has a heart like a razor. So you have to be very guarded in your relationship. And really you have to get through the relationship best way you can, because it says in the Bhagavatam somewhere 25 years, you're 25, you got married, you got 25 to go, and soon you'll be able to come out the other side and put on your saffron cloth again. Boy, have I got news for you. It doesn't work like that. This is barbaric thinking. This is uncivilized thinking. Krishna conscious culture is about loving relationships at every stage of our life. When Srila Prabhupada saw Sally Agarwal's little child walking, you've all seen that photograph. Srila Prabhupada was ecstatic. There's not a brighter photograph of Srila Prabhupada that I have ever seen. He's so ecstatic. Why is he ecstatic? Because the young child is taking, was it his or her, was it his? Her? Anyway. Taking their first step. And Srila Prabhupada was filled with love and happiness. The child has taken his first step or her first step.
It was a boy.
I'm sorry?
It was a boy.
It was a little boy. Thank you. Now, this is not, I'm not making this up as I go along, by the way. We've already heard so many, yesterday's class, thank you to Pankajanari Prabhu. Yes. He made so many nice points. I was very happy, and I thought, yeah, it was so nice that he explained in so many ways. And we've heard that Kashyapa Muni, he provides a perfect example of how to resolve conflict. Recently, my wife and I have been putting together an online relationship course, which should be available in about 2 weeks' time. So this course, we quote Srila Prabhupada in one of the modules of the course, and he says, do not expect utopia in this world. And we would think, well, surely Krishna consciousness should be utopia, the highest of everything. But Srila Prabhupada warned, he said, this is impersonalism. And when I read it, I thought, wow, Srila Prabhupada, thank you for Srila Prabhupada, his pure devotion and insight into all aspects of our existence. We should not expect utopia. There will always be differences of opinions when there are two people. Is your opinion exactly the same as mine? No. There will always be differences of opinion. So in husband and wives, and mothers and children, and all relationships, we're always going to find differences. Here in deity, she had a different idea. And it was explained yesterday that it was natural. She was a woman, and her sons. Now, Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha, they're kind of pretty full-on kids. It must have been a real trial bringing those children up. I don't know what they did for play and activities. We heard of Vena, when Vena was coming up, he used to like to kill a few of his friends. He was such a nonsense child. Goodness knows what Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha used to do. So, from Kashyapa we learn so much. Deity had a different idea. Kashyapa could have become very angry and established. I am your Swamiji. I am a great Rishi. You are simply Shtri. You are subservient. Blah, 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 blah. He could have said so many things. He could have manifested anger, but he understood. One should never be a source of dread to others. In Dhruva Maharaj's activities, we see he became so angry, and the sages were requesting him, please don't be a source of dread for other people, manifesting so much anger. So Kashyapa didn't manifest anger. He controlled that propensity. It's very interesting. I'll share that with you because I am a person and you are all people out there, and I am a person, so I'll share what's going on in my life. I mentioned this course that we're doing. I had never connected it to this verse, but somehow I was asked to speak today. And I found that the four drops, we have five drops in our course, and the first four, Kashyapa Muni, manifest them in yesterday and today's verses. First is drop the flame. Whenever you get angry, whenever you've got a conflict rising, guess what you have to do? Stay calm. Calm. And this is a message to men, because, excuse me ladies, men, you'll never understand how they, it's a great mystery how they work. So you will get frustrated, like yesterday we heard, When a woman wants something, she doesn't ask you for it. She says something else. And you're going, what? And after a while, if you stay, hang in there, you might get clear what it actually is that they really want. It takes maybe 20 years to learn that. But so you're going to be frustrated. There was a book written, you may have read it, you may not have read it, but you're all English speaking, so many of you may have. It suggested that men are from a certain planet and women seem to be from another planet altogether. They're just like, they're not like us, they're different. Yeah, so it's going to be tricky. And certainly for the ladies too. These guys, if they only came from the same planet as you, they'd understand how it works. You say this and you're trying to be a little subtle. Men don't like subtle things. They're gross. Oh, sorry, guys. But it's a little more like that. They're not just as subtle. A lady needs a man. To survive in this world, a woman needs a man. Vedic culture has arranged everything perfectly. We need the land, we need the cows. We need man, we need woman. The whole idea is for everyone to cooperate. To utilize the strengths here and there and together to cooperate. Srila Prabhupada, if we read the Srimad Bhagavatam fully, we'll see time and time again, he says, and maybe in this purport even he said, if a man and a woman can cooperate together in Krishna consciousness, this is very desirable. Why is it desirable? Because good progeny will be produced. Where are all the brahmacharis supposed to come from? Huh? The good brahmacharis. We keep making new brahmacharis. We go out and give out books and we get new people to come along with no good qualification. We have to spend the next 20, 30, 40 years before we get something. I'm generalizing. Maybe it's some people are magic and they can pick up Krishna consciousness very rapidly. So please, I apologize if... Yeah, I don't mean to be disrespectful to anyone. Srila Prabhupada wanted that our third generation, they would be first-class children, so that they would manifest the real qualities that is able to create a good civilization and to give shelter to others. And yeah. So it is a great benediction. Srila Prabhupada sent... He was so proud of his Grihasthas, he sent three couples to London to start the Hare Krishna movement. It was upside down again. Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he sent sannyasis to preach. But they were generally not very successful. Srila Prabhupada sent three Grihastha couples who were not very trained previously, and said, go to London and open a temple. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy. And they did it. It was the magic of Krishna consciousness, just like this temple is being built. It's all part of the magic of Krishna consciousness. They flew to London, and they thought, let's meet the Beatles, who were the most famous people in the entire world at that time. Let's meet them. And they made George Harrison into a devotee. And put Bhaktivedanta Mana there, and Hare Krishna mantra was all over the world. It was Top of the Pops at that time. It used to be a program called Top of the Pops. So it was number one all over the world, well, pretty much in most places. Hare Krishna had arrived, the Hare Krishna explosion. So, Kasyapa Muni didn't become angry. He went to the next stage. He began to reflect. I could be really upset right now because I'm getting a sense that you have kind of manipulated me a little bit, deity. You've acted in a very sweet way, but ooh, I didn't pick up that you actually have an ulterior motive. And now that I'm hearing your motive, I'm not really excited about what's been happening. So he checked that. He reflected. He thought, this relationship is not all about just me. It is also about my wife, Diti. And she knew how to play the game. Don't think that she wasn't equipped. She knew that my husband has made an offering of a benediction. He will certainly follow that. There will be no question that he will not follow. So he knew, and he, with his clear intelligence, he didn't blame her. We heard, I think, yesterday. This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature. Yeah, she's tricky. She's a smart lady. That's what he's meaning. She's a smart cookie. She's not stupid. She's smart. She's intelligent. And guys, if we think that women are not intelligent, I thought I'd share something. I'm a school teacher. I go into different schools. I'm what they call a substitute teacher. They call me and say, can you come to this school and that school? And I go in and teach the children. There are children that at 7 years old, they're called, you know the word PA, personal assistant? So if I go into a classroom, I don't know anything pretty much. I just walk in. Some of these kids at 7 years old, the girls, are so smart that I can pick up a personal assistant from a seven-year-old. She'll tell me where all the books are, where all the different groups are, where this is kept, what's going to happen, what happened yesterday. She's got it done. If I ask most of the boys, they look at me, they're kind of like, you're supposed to be the teacher. You're asking me. He can hardly put his pants on. And that's actually a fact. Boys are slow to develop. Girls develop very quickly. And at 7, 8, 10, 12, they know they're really clued on. And the boys are still trying to figure it out. And you see that also. Ladies are looking for a relationship. I don't know exactly, but whenever. It used to be about 16 and 12, but anyway. Very young, they're very understand the principles of relationship. Men, until they're maybe 20, 23, 25, they, relationship, what is relationship? It takes them a while to get it. And I don't mean, I'm just realizing I'm kind of maybe putting down the man, so I don't think that's healthy. I'm trying to figure out how to backtrack a little bit. Because men are very smart too, but they just need a little time to mature. And when they mature, they become very strong and are able to provide shelter and leadership. So they also have to be protected and cared for so that they can mature into and not become victims of the weapons of mass distraction. You know, the weapons of mass distraction. And that's the case often in this modern world. There's so much distraction for men that it's a great challenge for them to not get distracted. So Kashyapa was very clear. He didn't manifest anger. He reflected. She's adopted a means that follows her nature, and therefore she is not to be blamed. She's not to be blamed. But I am a man, therefore, all condemnation on me. Men set the rules for the relationship in married life. I've mentioned it a little bit already, but we can set up a relationship if we enter into it. I mentioned it a little earlier. If we think, oh yes, Oh, I've got all this sex desire. Oh, God, I wish I didn't have, but I've got to get married. Oh, and I've got to find some woman, and I'll just, yeah, okay, and we'll survive through this. You're creating hell for yourself, and hell for the woman, and hell for the children. This is not at all the cultured way to enter into or have a relationship, that idea. Next one, the next level up is, there's a few, but I'll go to the next one. Performing your duty. Have you heard of that? So I have to perform my duty, and the wife is, yes, I'll perform my duty. There's a great chance that it will fall away from there. Because there's no juice, there's no nectar, there's no love. We look for love in life. We look for loving relationships. So that is what we're hankering for. And we see this time again and again in our society. If you don't actually have a loving relationship with the woman you marry, you will be tempted to have a relationship with some other woman. That is what goes on. So we are encouraged to go beyond the sense of duty, even dharmic duty. We can perform in dharmic duty. And I was unpacking recently what love means. What does love mean? One definition of love is that it begins from respect. That actually you have deep respect for the other person in a relationship. Now that can be male and female relationship, it can be male and male, female, female, it can be any relationship. There should be respect. The next level up is appreciation. Just like if we want to love Krishna, we have to appreciate Krishna, what he does, how he looks, his activities, his pastimes, we have to appreciate them. Then we have to learn to trust. Trust a woman with a razor sharp heart that at any moment she can get me. Back to square one again. We're back there again with this misunderstanding. Naturally, we cannot imitate. I'm not suggesting that we imitate such great personalities. And the Bhagavatam is filled with these different stories of great personalities, their wife, their children, their descendants, and how they interacted. But it is our great privilege and gift from these great personalities that they are setting the scene, they are setting the example for us to follow in some way in their footsteps. And he accepted responsibility. That was the third point of our course that we have. First is to stay calm. The calm is strength mantra. To reflect how it is for the other person. Often in conflict, we are so caught up in what our view is, how we are feeling, what happened, the disappointment, the frustration, the anger. Oh, this was, and you want, we're blaming everyone. Yes, that's the source of our difficulty, the conflict. But actually, we become very powerful when we take responsibility, just as Kashyapa is doing. Kashyapa says, but I am a man. Therefore, all condemnation on her? No. All condemnation on me. I take responsibility. I should have been sharper to guide her. I shouldn't have become victimized and let it slip our relationship where I was thinking, oh, this is really cool. She's just so sweet right now, and he's getting enamored by that. He should have been a little more alert to keep things just, you know, it's a great science, isn't it? I don't know if you've noticed the science of life. It's a great science. Just like I was speaking so badly about the men, please forgive me, and I had to stop myself because I thought, gee, this is not fair, because in modern times, men are depicted as buffoons. It is. You see that, you know that program, sorry, I'm very Western today, but The Simpsons, there's a program called The Simpsons, and it's all over the planet. So we, in one sense, it's kind of, oh, why is he talking about that? But it's mass brainwashing all over the planet, The Simpsons. And they depict the main character as an absolute thick-skulled dullard. And this is the way we're being, men are being promoted in the world today. I read a book a few years back, and I found something very, very interesting in this book. The gentleman who wrote this book said that first there was the women's liberation movement from the subjugation of men's misconduct. So they wanted to become liberated. So there was a whole women's liberation movement, and it's still, still affecting the world. Then there was a reaction in the U.S. It was called the men's movement, men's liberation. It didn't spread quite as far, but it's felt all over the world. The men are feeling that they are being depicted as just horrible people, insensitive, this, that, so badly. This book pointed out, and I thought it was really, really pertinent. It said, both men and women are victims of a dehumanized civilization. Both men and women. We are controlled by demons. The world is controlled by demonic rulers and influenced by very demonic people. And they pit black against white, this nation against that nation, man against woman. Children against their parents. Isn't it, again, a Western disease? And it will come through all over the world. India cannot escape. Life is it's a package deal. Yes? If you want the nice roads and the nice cars and you want all the stuff from the West, along with it you will have drug abuse, you will have violence, you will have all of it. You get the whole package. So we are being manipulated in so many ways. Families are being broken totally. It used to be extended family became the nuclear family. Then it's the single parent family. And then there will be practically no parents. You just go to some place and get some chemicals, mixtures of this fluid and that fluid and produce children. This is all demonic. Vaishnav culture, Krishna conscious culture is to learn how to cooperate together, to live together peacefully. And it can be done. We are not living in a utopia that everything will be perfect. But we should set our sights high. And that, again, is not a concocted idea. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But I understand that Krishna consciousness means loving relationships. And those loving relationships should be everywhere. Yeah? So in closing, I'll just say, Srila Prabhupada said to us, please do not embarrass me. I'm being criticized. Here it's mentioned in the purport. Srila Prabhupada said that sometimes our Krishna consciousness movement is criticized for mingling men and women. Srila Prabhupada was criticized by his godbrothers that you have taken. It used to be all brahmachari ashram, but Prabhupada created shelter for the ladies also. So he begged us, please. He became very upset after some time when many of his couples were breaking up. He said, don't bother me with this anymore. It's a big headache for me to have to deal with this. Please, learn. We all have to learn. I didn't come from some special other place, a planet. I was just like you, or maybe a lot worse than you. Many of yours, yeah? So I had to learn. And Humility is a great tool for learning. Learn from Shastra, from this example. Learn from your own experiences that don't work or don't serve you very well when we get angry and when we always think about ourselves. Learn from your wife. Ladies, learn from your husband. Learn from your children. They can teach you lots. My son's 38 now, and we're mates. You have to become a friend of your children if you want to have a relationship with them. Otherwise, you're there and they're there. Like dad and mom, they're just in another planet, those people. But we can learn from them. So in this way, if we can humbly pray to Krishna for guidance and good association and remain or try to become a little humble, then we can learn how to cooperate nicely and appreciate the good qualities in each other. So I'll finish there. Please forgive me if I offended anyone. What time is it? I'm sorry, I'm over time, so we could maybe... I'm sorry? The only problem is if we ask for questions, that's when I really get in trouble. But maybe someone has... a question. Prabhuji.
On a number of occasions, I was with Srila Prabhupada.
I'm sorry, I missed the first word, please.
A few times I was with Srila Prabhupada, and he said that women would have less brains than men, which was taken very offensively by a lot of women, and especially the newspaper reporter that asked him about it. And he said, this is a fact, but it's just, there's no distinction on a spiritual platform. And like, I'm in the entertainment industry, and we know that it usually takes men's brains to develop and design, for instance, this microphone I'm talking on, or the camera that you're looking into, or the wiring semantics in this room. But that doesn't mean that women are less in any way or any more bad. You know, just like in the spiritual world, Krishna likes, he doesn't like to be around a bunch of rocket surgeons. He likes to be surrounded by women.
Good point.
Primarily.
Good
so
point.
How can we try to acknowledge that the difference is with men and women without people being taken it offensively just because there's, you know, one has things they're better at and worse at than the other.
Thank you for your question. It's a very nice question. My mind, which should be kept in a zoo, but my mind went to an example where Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I can't remember the whole story, but he was feeling some discrimination because of his black body, and he brought it to Prabhupada, and somehow Srila Prabhupada explained to them, if you see yourself as having a black body, then you will always experience that differentiation. But if you see yourself as a pure spirit soul. So in a similar way, men and women, if we can bring ourselves back or constantly bring ourselves to that platform, then we see things so much clearer. Help me again with, have you still got the mic? I don't think I've really answered your question. I've answered something or said something, but is that okay? So it can sound a little simplistic, just realize you're not that body. But yes, that's the task in front of us. And to be trying to understand what it's like. My wife says to me, it took me a long time, but I finally realized that I have to have other lady friends that I can talk to. And they kind of do it. They can go from this to that to this. They can ask a question. No answer comes. And they go to another thing. And the guys are like, hey, hold on. Logic brain. You ask the question. Isn't it the classic one? The lady says something. This tap's broken, Prabhu. The man received message from other species. Tap broken, wants me to fix it. Oh, I'll get it done. But I tried to fix it yesterday, and she's trying to tell me that I haven't fixed it yet. But she is not actually wanting it fixed. She just mentioned that, but she really wants to tell you about her grandmother, who, and maybe it's not even her grandmother, because maybe it was because her sister didn't turn up with the prasadam for you, Prabhu. It's very complicated. But the ladies are no problem. Tap, grandmother, they're smart. In their own way, their unique way. So if we can learn, and we're really in a dilemma, because we're in modern society and it's really tough. Vedic culture, there was a great amount of separation between men and women, which meant it was good for the buttery men, and the fire of the woman, the attractive fire for the butter. So there was a lot of separation, but it was natural, it was good, it was healthy, it was happy. The ladies were wonderfully happy. They didn't have to see all these guys all the time. They had their sisters and their grandmothers and their aunties and to look, help them look after their children. Now, one man, one woman, one child, two children, three children. So both men and women are challenged to understand a little bit what it's like for a man. They're not like ladies, they're different. That book, it comes back to, they become like toothless tigers. Men, toothless tiger. Got it? So men are lions, they want to be leaders, they want to be strong, they want to provide protection, they want to be able to do things to please a woman and look after her and stuff. But it's very difficult to be a real man in this modern world. It's just designed that way to make you feel very frustrated that you're not able to do the kinds of stuff that you'd like to do. So the ladies have to understand how men work and try and use their good intelligence, how to work with them to make them all they can be and shine the light on their greatness. Yeah? If you shine the light on their faults, not a good idea, ladies. If you keep seeing your husband's faults and shortcomings, recipe for disaster. It will get worse and worse and worse. But if you see some good things that your husband's doing and show him and tell him how he's doing very well in those things, you'll get more of it. He'll climb over mountains for you. And vice versa, for the man, if we can understand a little bit how it is for a woman and how she doesn't have the support network that she would like to have, etc., then we have a chance of better relationships, so that we'll have better Krishna consciousness. I was talking to one devotee who's running a program at the leadership meetings that are coming up, showing how we represent ourselves in the world outside, how people perceive us. So it will be good for them. So I'm going to finish there. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you.